Jared, yeah. I mean, you just said something that's I'm curious about. It's been, actually, if you don't consider today, it's been less than a week, and you've gone on several dates with the new girl?
Four.
That's a lot.
I think it might be maybe chill a little.
That's a lot.
Add a little bit of distance.
Well, that's playing a game. Why?
No, because if you, because it's like too much.
You're just saying the opposite of what you just said. That's a game.
No, it's not a game. It's not.
Because we both want to, hang out.
Breathing. Just a little bit of breathing room.
We also know, like, she's going to be out of town.
Because what were you doing to have all this free time?
It's not you were actually making time. That's the difference.
But, but for her, too. What was she doing? Living normal? Four seems like a lot in a week.
Yeah, I mean, it was
like right off the bat.
The Tanger thing.
Yeah.
And then a dinner 2 days later. And then Sunday night, we had dinner again.
Uh-huh.
And then yesterday we did Top Golf.
What are you doing tonight?
Nothing tonight.
What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow is, I think, a dinner.
What about Thursday?
She's coming to Music Bingo.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a lot.
Friday, nothing. Probably Saturday, nothing. Sunday, nothing because of the kids.
Okay.
So we know there will be like full weeks where we can't do anything.
Okay.
You'll see. Like if you have a custody schedule,
Jared.
If you have a chance, no, hold on. No, I
take our advice on this one.
Yes.
Just a little. I'm sharing,
but it's also, it's two busy people. They're like, if we're going to hang out, it needs to be this specific time. And we're like, okay, let's do it.
Who wants to take the odds that he's already said, I love you?
No.
Is it coming?
No.
It seems like it.
No.
Okay.
I mean,
but it wasn't a quick answer. It was,
No, I mean, it's just like, no, I haven't. I mean, it's like, you can't know.
I've never felt this way before. You said that. Oh, he said it. I've never been this way with anyone before.
No.
Yes, you have. I can see it in your face. I can tell.
No, I haven't, but I'm just saying it's going well. That's all I'm going to say.
That's a good thing.
And she's very mature. That's what I like about it. She's extremely emotionally mature.
I'm all for it.
And the busyness is like, she likes to have a plan. I like to have a plan. It's like, if we're going to hang out tonight, this is when it has to be. And then she's shown up to everything. And shocker, she actually paid for stuff, which I didn't ask for. And I'm like, oh.
We told you.
Women do that?
Yeah. We told you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Maturity.
So it was like, wow. But anyway, she's a super nice. She's just a really good person. But we also know there's going to be times. I mean, we don't know where it's going to go. But like, she's going to be gone for half of December. So we're trying to like.
Where's she going?
Okay. She's going to Portugal.
With who?
By herself.
That's what she's telling you. No.
Just me.
What do you think the odds are that Jared will be going to Portugal?
No.
They're not zero.
Yeah.
They're not.
Okay. Fair.
They're not zero. They're not definitely zero. Not 100, but it's not zero.
What makes it less is I don't have my passport.
True. So
that would have to be expedited.
Also, I would say, I would be like, that is a major red flag. If she, not on her, but on just the, in general, that if she already clearly already has this trip planned.
She's like,
oh, and by the way, come with, nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's interesting is she seems very independent if she's going to Portugal by herself.
She is.
Which means she not necessarily needs company, but then all of a sudden she needs the most company from you.
No, not the most. It's just like when you meet somebody, you hit it off, you want to get to know each other.
No, I get that, but she... Most women, I would think, if they went to Portugal by themselves, would like to have a lot of independence.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's almost the complete opposite. It's
I want to miss somebody.
It's her decompressing time because she owns a business and she is slammed, like where every 12-hour days for months, and then that part of the year there's nothing. So she's like, I'm going to decompress. And I'm like, okay.
Which I actually find it attractive
that she can go by herself.
So is this the girl that you're dating? Have you thought about getting, because you actually said, well, I would have to get my passport expedited. So that means that you thought about it.
Well, of course you thought like, oh, that'd be cool to go. And plus, I mean, but first of all, I have not been invited. But like, I even thought like, I can't go anywhere. I don't even have my, one card?
Your real ID.
Real ID. Yeah, I don't have my real ID. It's like, I'm just not ready to travel anywhere.
I am happy to hear about the maturity. I'm happy to hear that you are attracted to it and that it's happening, that part.
And I haven't said anything about her looks. It's all about the other stuff. I find her attractive.
Really?
Very much so. No, I'm saying just current, like in this conversation, like, oh, she's so hot. It's all the other stuff exciting.
Yeah, don't.
It's the other stuff.
We already assume if you're going out with her, you're attracted to her.
If you're going on dates with somebody,
you don't got to say it.
So it's all the other stuff that I find just wonderful.
Is it lust right now?
Yeah,
there's definitely lust, but I think it's a lot of like, oh, this is an impressive person, and so I want to know more. Uh-huh. That's it. Like dating, you want to know more. So,
if you're talking marriage in a week, I'm seriously going to lose my mind.
Portugal is an awesome place from what I heard.
3 weeks. No,
Katie. You could, you know, you could do, Jared.
We both have said we're going to take it slow, but we want to get to know each other. So it's like, hey, I'm available this time. You want to do dinner? Okay. Yeah. So we should do that.
Okay.
And just we keep it short and we just.
From the outside, it could look a little bit like just smothering a little.
No.
It could look like that. You can at least admit that. If anybody else was telling you information.
But then again, like when you first met Ben.
We did not see each other every single day for 4 days.
You moved in together for 6 months.
6 months.
It's fast.
Yes. Yeah. That
because
I will give you.
Because you're into each other. Right. I look at you guys.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. No, I have never done this type of thing before where.
I've never done this before.
Because I've been in 4 years. I've been in one relationship with Anna off and on for 2.5 years. Everyone else I've gone on like one or two dates with, and it's spaced out like weeks between all this stuff. But there is a mutual excitement about learning about each other.
It's almost a spiritual connection. No,
it just is like the world brought us together.
You should. It's fate. See if you can expedite your passport and let her go to Portugal. You go by yourself. What are you doing?
He would never.
Yeah. Oh, but
he would never.
Show up in Portugal.
But you would never do that on your own.
Well, I was in the neighborhood.
I said it's impressive that she does because I can't do it.
When I say it, it's like you're insane. When I say I want to leave everybody I know behind and go on a
because you have a family
who I love very much. But that doesn't mean I don't want to go by myself somewhere.
Like you didn't want to see your family again.
Not again. I just would like to go a week with maybe be by myself.
One time you said like prison's alluring because you get away from the kids.
I could take a nap.
It was funny, but a little crazy.
I could take a nap.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I told you I pray for sickness just to be able to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I just want to be the one to say, I'm not doing it.
And to be fair, Katie, you've done that, too. The stuff we've told you for years, and then, like, Ben will say it, or, like, Matt or one of your girlfriends will say it, like, you should watch Game of Thrones. Like, yes. And I'm like, we've been telling you for 8 years.
He didn't tell me about
Or somebody suggested you move to Greensboro. We told you for years to move to Greensboro.
I got kicked out of my house.
But one guy's like, I live here now. And you're like, yeah, Greensboro.
Well, I knew.
You didn't move for him. But
no,
did
not.
No, I know you didn't. But it was like, you listen to him more than us.
Well,
you're like, those are good ideas. There's some good places. But we all do it.
Those two things did not go together.
I agree. But we all do that where it's like, we tell you stuff for years, and then your girlfriend says, and you're like, great idea.
Okay, well then let's change it. And so when we say, don't smother her.
I'm not.
Okay.